This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Babes, because I didn't think you were getting enough of me, I have decided to shove myself down your throats even further with a Give Them Lala bonus episode each week. You're welcome.
Woo! It's the first ever.
Really?
It is. And we're going to give you just enough. It's like just the tip.
Just the tip.
Yes. I wanted to do bonus episodes that were more structured. So how this is going to work, how I would like it to work, because, you know, we're dipping our toe in again. Just the tip. The first podcast, bonus podcast of each month will be an OG episode of VPR that we'll be honing in on, breaking down. You guys can weigh in. The rest of the episodes, I would like structured AMAs. So today, because I know what it's like going into the holidays and I feel like I'm very blessed and privileged to have a beautiful community around me, friends, family. But the holidays are tough, and coming out of the holidays is also tough because you've got so much buildup and then it's just over and you've got like gray snow outside. Womp, womp.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go straight into Valentine's Day, which is like love. You don't have a husband.
You don't have a husband.
So it's just a lot. Like, and I want to know your guys' thoughts because I know I'm not the only one sitting here being like, why am I a little bummed?
Yeah.
Why am I a little bummed out?
Mm-hmm. There's so many great, great answers and things you guys wrote in. So thank you already.
Yeah. You told me that there's like a lot of good shizzle my nizzle in the AMA section.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's pop off.
I do want to start off with this one. It's because I think both of you could really help. Reminder of the question was, what's the most difficult part about going into the holidays as well as coming out of them? So this one is dealing with the grief since my mother passed. Holidays are honestly the worst lately.
Oh my gosh, that takes me right back to like the first
Christmas.
Oh, it makes me want to vomit.
Yeah, no, I don't. Here's the thing. It's a mental thing. And for me, I had to just trump the negative thoughts.
Okay.
So that's what I did. So like having a glass of eggnog for my dad was a happy thought for me. So little things like that are what got me through. But it's shitty. It's heart-wrenching that, you know, you go through all these, you know, holidays and you have your whole family. And then just one is taken.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's never the same.
No.
But we do have a tight-knit group, and it's easy to get through the holidays with the love and support that we all give each other. So
you also have to remember we're like, what, almost
six years in.
But the first one, it was like I used to go home every holiday, every Thanksgiving and every Christmas. And then when my dad passed away, it was like Easton and my mom didn't want to be in Utah because they had the constant reminder of like, we're still living in the home that I shared with my husband or my dad for my whole life. I had the luxury of like, I had moved out, you know, like I kind of had a life started. Not saying that it was easy for me to get through my dad's passing, but it was like they started coming out to LA for holidays and just everything shifted. And once that happened, holidays didn't feel like holidays anymore.
Yeah.
Agreed. You know, like I used to go home and it was like my childhood home looked like Christmas had thrown up all over it.
Right.
You know, like Thanksgiving was very structured and so much fun. And we had so many things to look forward to. And it was like the weather suit the time of year, you know, like out here, it's like, why is the sun shining on December 25th?
Right.
Yeah. Why is the sun out? Okay. I don't get it. So it just like everything shifted and it felt very weird. Now, like Easton said, I think implementing things into your holiday that, so like the memory of that parent is still in the home is very important. And again, holidays are tough. So you better find the spirit real quick.
It's up to you too. Like that's the other thing. I can't help anybody get through it, you have to help yourself get through it. And there's no right or wrong. You just got to do what gets you through it. Healthy, not over drinking or
exactly.
But like, just like I said, celebrating with a glass of eggnog for me was for my dad. Pistachios, that was for my dad. They're just little things that I do to keep his memory alive.
Even so making sure,
with him.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, even watching Christmas Vacation, like Christmas Eve and on Christmas Day. Like,
and on Thanksgiving.
And on Thanksgiving. Like,
yeah.
That shoved into our household, like down. The one thing I wish that we would do, though, TT, like when we turned Christmas Vacation on, when my dad was alive, like we were sitting down watching Christmas Vacation.
Right.
Yeah. It wasn't background noise. It was sit your flat asses down and watch fucking Griswold with me.
Laying on
that's what we do.
Laying on the heater by the fire. Like we had popcorn.
No one was on the phone.
No one had phones.
No.
So that I would like to start doing. Yeah. Like we're sitting down and watching a movie as a family.
Yeah.
No electronics.
No. Mm-hmm. No, like, dusting, mom. No, like, you can wrap Christmas presents. And
while
that's about it.
While
watching it.
Right.
But Nothing else.
Right.
So to the point, I think, you just got to keep the memory alive. And I feel like that kind of helps you get through the holidays in a healthy, happy spirit.
I love that. I think that's beautiful. I think it's different for everyone. I'm just going off of my grandpa because I was super close to him. And, of course, my grandma. We talked about it because I remember the feeling of my grandma not, we were getting closer to the first Christmas without him, and he made Christmas so special, just like you said, like stunning. The house was gorgeous. And then she was decorating with like her sons instead of her husband. So I felt her going in the route of not talking about him. And every time things were brought up, like switching the subject. So I just started making it a tradition every Christmas when I'm home, every Christmas Eve morning, going over, having coffee, 2 hours just like talking about him and being like, remember when he did this?
Yeah.
And of course, yes, we cry and all that, but it's like beautiful because then we've got it out. His like energy is in the home and then we go into the day like ready to take on the holiday.
I love that, Jess.
Yeah.
Same. I feel like that's a generational thing, like heartbreak, rough times. You sweep it under the rug. We don't discuss it. We keep a stiff upper lip.
Yeah,
no,
we don't
I like
cry.
To talk.
Yeah,
crying
I love
is good.
It's so emotion.
Like mom
is said,
beautiful.
God gave you tears for a reason.
Yeah. That's true.
Emotions are beautiful, and I feel like more people should share them.
I totally agree. So thank you guys for sharing that.
Thank you for sharing.
This one is very common. Weight gain, zero time to exercise, off all the tamales, raviolis, beverages, and bread.
Let me tell you something. Enjoy the hell out of the holidays. Think of yourself like a bear, all right? You know what bears do? They go out. They are freaking savages. They put on their winter weight because you know what? It's time to go into hibernation.
Right.
We got to be warm. We got to be well fed before we power down. Look at the holidays as that. Enjoy all the good food in the freaking world. Know your game plan when you come out of the holidays, but give yourself some like room to chill. Have some fun. I'm sorry. Like, people say you can't talk about this because you're a thin person, but don't get it twisted. There are times I look in the mirror and I'm like, bitch, you're looking skinny soft. Like, this is not cute.
Uh-huh.
But then you take a step back. We all have our insecurities, no matter who you are. Even the baddest bitch on the planet, who you think is the baddest bitch, stands in the mirror naked and says, I'm not like digging X, Y, and Z.
Right.
I'm just not. Okay? So give yourself a little bit of like grace and go and eat the sheet cake. Eat the fucking turkey if you want it. Who gives a shit? You want three rolls? Eat the three rolls. It's time to freaking celebrate and eat good.
Allowing yourself. And this is an interesting because Kyle will have consultations with his clients at home and I will listen to things he says because usually they're helpful for me.
Yeah, you should talk about this you've got someone in the house who's like healthy and also doesn't, what is it? What is it when you keep something? He doesn't deprive you of good food.
Of good food. And he's all about moderation, all of it. Exercise, eating sweets, eating healthy. If you overdo anything, it's, in his opinion, very unhealthy, even exercise.
And so maybe don't listen to me.
No.
Like, have the 10 walls.
No, but also,
diabetes.
On that note, there was someone who was saying, I know myself and there's going to be a cake and I'm going to overeat it. They had talked about having an eating disorder, a binge eating disorder. And like, I know myself and I'm afraid. They're like, I know I'm going to do it. I'm afraid of the guilt and the shame I feel after. And he said, that is something, of course, it's different for everyone, but let's say you have, you're a binge eater and you're trying to, and the holidays are so tough for you and you binge eat. You, there's a whole cake and you eat it and it's the guilt and the shame afterwards is so difficult to deal with, but that's something that he really encourages you to be like, look, you ate it, move on, drink a bunch of water.
Right.
Maybe focus having a salad with your next meal.
The fact you know it mentally,
yes,
you're already to a good start.
You did
start.
It. You did it. Do not. The guilt and shame is just going to take you in a deeper hole and you're going to think, I already binge ate yesterday. I might as well do it today. Everything. No, you did it. Now move on and be thankful that you enjoyed that. And now have a little extra water. Add some veggies to your dinner. It's the really trying to keep yourself out of the spiraling and the guilt and shame that goes with the holidays and eating. And I know not we don't all deal with that, but it was something I heard him talking about with a lovely woman. And I was like, that's a great tip.
You know what? I have so much respect for this woman that she could pinpoint exactly what she's like. She's self-aware. She knows that she struggles. Mm-hmm. And she talked about her fears if she does something that she knows she's probably going to do.
Yes. Yes.
I have mad respect for that chick.
Me too. Because it's like every year she was saying, every year I go in and I'm not going to binge eat. I'm not going to binge eat. She's like, and I'm really afraid of it because I know it happens every time. I like can't help it. And he's like, okay, if we know it's going to happen, great.
Let it happen.
Let it happen.
And then here's the game plan for when
for
it's all
after.
Over.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
See, so you said it, but you've got like the professionalism to back it up. For me, it's like, go into the holiday and just enjoy. Life is so freaking stressful as it is. We're constantly trying to play keep up, catch up, and just go into the holiday, eat whatever you want. But know before you do that, this is my game plan. Starting on this day, and I know New Year's resolutions and the working out, I get it. I do the same thing where I'm like, I'm going to work out every day in 2024.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. The guilt that you feel after you do something is going to kill you much quicker than what you're actually doing.
Exactly.
I remember when I was trying to kick the vape, which we finally kicked, but I would go a full day and then at the very end of the day, see Easton's and be like, I'm fucking hitting it. And then feel so much guilt. And then my mom would pile on and I was like, you know what I've just learned? The stress and the guilt is going to kill me before the fucking vape smoke is.
Yes. Right.
So fuck it. I can't have a glass of wine at the end of the day. Give me the fucking vape.
I need something.
God.
Right.
And now I have nothing.
I know.
Well,
and now I don't hit the vape in front of her for that reason.
You hit it on the way into podcast.
Well, it fell on the ground.
Shut your filthy mouth.
So you saw it. So I couldn't hide something that fell on the ground. So I was like, you know what? On the ground, in the mouth.
It's all good.
Yeah.
That's how I used to think about dicks.
On the ground, in the mouth?
On the ground, in the mouth.
Well, if somebody's hanging on the ground.
Oh, trust me.
It might
they
just
were
be going
all
in now.
To the ground.
Oh, that hurts me.
Third leg tripoding.
Let's move on quickly.
There we go.
On to the next.
There we go.
Happy New Year.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Okay, being on your own at home and missing your work social life. This is a good one because a lot of people are like, the break. But what about the people that maybe struggle at home work and miss their friends at work?
You guys, this just in, there are people who actually enjoy their jobs.
Yeah, me being one of them. Bravo.
Jobs that are fun do exist. You can find them. You don't have to be tortured every day of your life just to earn a paycheck. Actually, I've never had to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually love that question because what if you go to work and it's like, I enjoy going because those people may be like my coworkers, but they're actually my friends as well. Like me and Becky straight up talk about a lot of cool shit.
And it's your social life.
Right.
Kind of. Yeah.
Right. And then all of your work friends maybe go and they have like their families or they got a boyfriend that they're going home to, whatever it may be, and you go home and be by yourself, that is when this is a much bigger issue, right? This is more than just the holidays. Like, you really have to become okay being by yourself and pampering the fuck out of yourself.
Right? Oh, yeah. Those
enjoy
are the best days.
The silence. Take a warm, yummy bath. Get some, like, scrubs. And I get it. The break is long, but now it's your job to start checking in. There's other people who are going to be staying in town for the holiday. Mm-hmm. Like, go find other people. You know who would be great at answering this? My mother.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's terrified at being by herself. When she first moved out here, she's like, you're going out to dinner with your friends? I'm like, you'll be okay. Take a warm bath. Light a candle.
Right.
What do you mean? I'm like, pamper yourself.
Some people don't know how to.
Take a load off. Binge watch a show. Shut your brain down. Don't look at social media.
Read books. No. That is a great point. During the holidays,
stay off the social.
If you're home alone, and you don't have a big family and you don't have anyone to go to, let's say you're spending the holidays alone, social media is, in my opinion, toxic. Because you see what you're missing out on. You see all the big families. You see all the presents under the tree, and it will get you depressed. I totally co-sign on the spoiling yourself, even if it is just reading a book or binging a show for 10 hours. When can you sit at home and binge a show for 10 hours?
That's what I mean. Right. So try to sink into like, oh my gosh, we're going into a break. I am solely focusing on myself. I'm going to try this recipe. I'm going to binge watch Girls. Hello.
You have to be okay with
doing
nothing.
5 seasons, 10 episodes each.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch Christmas Vacation. I'm going to make a homemade bath scrub.
Yeah.
There's so many things that you can just like hunker down and try to enjoy being with you.
Yeah. Journal. Make your goal. If you're into that sort of thing, make your goal list for 2024. Things that'll uplift you and make you happy. Go on a nice walk. I mean, I love being alone, so this is hard for me.
But that's what I mean. I do too. Yeah. When my mom and Easton went and left and I was childless as well, I was like, I had friends that were like, let's go out. And I'm like,
no.
When I have the whole house to myself,
yeah.
Are you tripping? Yeah. I'm masturbating 27 times.
Oh, fuck, from long dicks to masturbating.
Masturbate.
Yes. Play with a few toys.
Yes.
Figure out what you like. Maybe it's a new you. New year, new you. Maybe you like new stuff.
I hope this
stuff.
Helped. It sounds awesome. I want to go be alone now.
Yes.
So, I love you guys. That sounds awesome.
Light a candle, get in the tub, and play with yourself.
And play with your vagina.
And before you know it, you're back at work. It is very time consuming, okay?
Spoil yourself. This is a good one. Pressure from family to be places and buy gifts. Even my grandparents expect gifts with like a face.
Oh my. You know what I would tell them?
Hmm.
You know what, Graham? You've lost the spirit of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And in lieu of a gift, I've made a donation to the Humane Society in your name. they'll really start hating gifts after that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not doing gifts anymore.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Make them something homemade. They'll stop asking. Make them a card. They'll stop asking for gifts.
No,
real
but really, I think anyone who's putting pressure on you, I think you have to be completely honest. Say it's the holiday. Maybe you've lost sight about what the holidays are about. They're very much about being with family, but it's also about enjoying yourself and taking a load off. So I will not be there. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm feeling a lot of pressure with getting you a gift. Give them a card that says you've made a donation in their honor.
Yeah. And also, if you don't have the money or if you're struggling or if you're really saving or pinching pennies, just being upfront and honest about that. And if anyone wants to give you shit about it, if you say, hey, this year's been financially, maybe I'm really budgeting, so I'm not buying gifts, but I'll give you my time or 10 minutes to grab a...
It's like, is a present
yes,
to me.
Give me, yeah. Yes.
So I'm giving you the best gift of all, which is spending time with me.
Or Zoom with them if you can't be with them or afford a flight home. Zoom with, say, I want to Zoom with you and we'll share a little cocktail or non-alcoholic beverage over Zoom and cheers. Make it cute. And if anyone wants to give you shit about that, then
it's
they don't
their issue.
Be your li- in your
That's
life.
The other thing.
Flag them.
When someone has an issue, let it just be their issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Don't let them put it on you. No,
no that's what I mean.
It, and to everybody who has an issue, just shut up.
Yeah.
It's not their issue. It's yours. Eat it.
There's so many issues that happen without it being the holiday. Don't bring the issue into the holiday.
Yes.
Yeah. If there's one thing I love about the holidays, it is that with my family, there is no pressure.
Mm-hmm.
None.
That's amazing.
Zero. And maybe it's because we don't have a big family, but it's like, this is where we're going to be. The more the merrier.
If you want
to
come.
This is what we're having for dinner. If you'd like to come, we're here. If you don't want to, that's great too. We totally understand.
Mm-hmm.
But you're missing out.
Yeah. I love that about my family, too, is no pressure.
No
it's
pressure.
Like no pressure at all.
Send a group chat in a group chat just like, I refuse to have pressure this year. I'm so excited for the holiday. I hope that during this time we can remember what's important.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I'll be doing. And I love you all so, so much. And I'll see you in the new year.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Bye.
Bye. I love
going
that.
To Barbados with my friends. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, interesting.
Oh, no.
No, I mean, this is...
However, Ethan, could you imagine if we told Mom we're not spending Christmas with her? She would lose her goddamn
mind. Could you imagine me going, I don't think I'm going to make it to Palm Springs.
Oh, by the way, I would have lost my mind on the show. I would have been like, but it is Christmas.
But the pressure they fucking throw.
But you guys are close. It's different.
No, there's no pressure. Yes. It's like, I'm going no matter
there's
what.
There's all
like,
of four of us, Ethan.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
You will be it coming to Christmas. Yeah. Okay. You have no girlfriend.
But the pressure.
What do you have? Nothing.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
Judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
As a parent, feeling like you didn't get a holiday because everything is all about the kids. That's a good one. I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure not every parent experiences
it,
but.
No, but I mean, Ocean kicked our butts during the holiday.
She's painful, but like, I still didn't feel like it was like, I still felt the spirit. There wasn't just like.
You know, that's what I feel like is also once Christmas ends. And then you have that chunk of time between the 26th and the new year. That's why I think that having structure throughout the year is so important. Because once the kids go to bed, it is your time to just chill out and zen. And I think that's why motherhood got extremely hard for me for a while. Because there was no structure anymore. There was no bedtime. It was like... You're going to bed when I go to bed, and I can't even, like, take a bath, because if I take a bath, you're going to get out of my bed and come sit with me, and then you're going to undress, and you're going to want to get in the bath with me. It was zero alone time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that even during the holiday, where it's so much fun to probably stay up late with Mom and Dad, and then you get them to bed, and you got to fucking wrap presents, and then you got to pretend like Santa came and eat the cookies and set out the fucking milk. It's a lot of freaking work,
yeah.
All right? So on the 26th, shit goes back to normal, right? You get to still be off. You get all day tomorrow, but you're still going to bed. You don't have to go to bed, but leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me. I'm off limits now. Mom time is over. Fend for yourselves.
Right. Fend for yourselves. Setting boundaries.
Set boundaries with your children.
I can't even, I'm obviously not a parent, but I remember a few years where my parents had five kids and there were a few years we were all home at once. And there were years where I could tell my parents were so extremely stressed, and there were years that it was easy peasy. And I remember talking with my mom about it years later and being like, what was the difference? And she said, the years we were crazy stressed is when, and I know everyone can't do this, but my mom said, when we kind of pushed everything, we didn't pre-plan. She was like, we, you know, last minute Christmas shopping, we were wrapping a million gifts the night of Christmas Eve. We were up until 5 a.m. I was exhausted. I overspent. I overdid all these things. She said, versus the years where, honestly, we didn't get you guys as much, but I would be out in the summer and I'd like buy a couple gifts here and there. It was low key. The meals weren't like wildly extravagant, but they were so cute. And she said, I structured our time off. We had something planned every day to where your dad and I could be like, okay, on the 27th, you guys have a babysitter. We're going out to dinner. Like, she planned it. And again, I know that's not very easy for everyone, especially working moms, but she said those years that she pre-planned it, it was like night and day.
Yeah, I think so too. I think you have to have a very
we were like buying Christmas. Yeah, we were buying Christmas gifts in like
summer.
September, October.
Just shove them in the closet.
Yeah,
hide them.
Wrap them.
By the way, and I've been buying her birthday presents also since that time.
Oh, that's so nice.
Didn't you say that you had leftover Christmas for her birthday?
She was so overwhelmed, I had unopened gifts that she had no desire to open.
Yeah.
Which is very strange.
I know.
So we're recycling. I told you guys that.
Yeah.
Tell me about that photo real quick before we sign off. You said that you saw something online, a girl with her dad, and they went to, I think it was Domino's.
It was a video. You guys probably saw it. It was a TikTok or Instagram Reels. It was so beautiful. I just got goosebumps thinking about it. And it was a girl, and she was sitting at a pizza restaurant, like a Domino's or a Pizza Hut or something. And her dad was across from her, and she like was smiling, and there was one pizza in between the two of them, and he was eating the pizza, and he looked so happy, and she was smiling. And it was just a quick video of them, and the caption read, you know, remember the people who don't have huge families to go home with and celebrate the holidays with. And there are some of us who just have our dads and just are sharing a pizza on Christmas Eve, and this is good enough for the two of us.
I love that.
Yeah. That's the spirit of Christmas.
The one thing that I didn't like about that video is the music she put behind it.
What was it?
Because, like, it's the video, and she put, like, this sad-toned music that was, like, ominous.
I wish she would have used, like, Jingle Bells or something,
because it was, like, it was the cutest moment ever, and she was, like, with the music, it was like, feel bad for it. But it was like, no, this is such a beautiful moment.
Right.
You're just hanging with your dad.
It's awesome.
There's no
expectations,
like, stress.
No stress.
You guys are just sitting here eating a pizza, about to go home probably and get a little ice cream and watch a movie.
That's the most simple thing.
That was the only thing I didn't like. I was like, why did she use this music? Such a happy video.
Right. Okay. I do wonder, the one thing I wonder is if we don't have background context, did they lose someone?
They could have. It could be first Christmas without mama.
Yeah, or something.
And that I will say. Yeah. But I mean, yeah, that was the only thing. But I looked at it and I was like, what I'd give for one night to go to pizza with my dad again.
Right.
Oh, so fun. Right?
That's beautiful.
But those are the little things that... The sad music?
Can I tell you? That video is the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the quicker we all remember the spirit behind why we're celebrating, the happier our holiday is going to be.
Yeah. And that's why I love A Christmas Story, when they have to go into the Chinese restaurant to have dinner.
So good. So good.
I would do that every year because it would be so great.
Well, I think a lot of people...
Yeah. Like, every year.
I could do it without the deck. Before we sign off, can I tell you what I fear going into a new year?
Yes.
So I was talking to Jess and Easton about this. And I don't want to get dark, but this is where I think not only my head goes, but I'm sure people who have experienced a tough year or tough years in the past, but you sit there and you're like, oh my gosh, we had such a great year in 2023. We're going to leave the lows behind us and like we're going to take on 2024. When I look back going into 2018 and I remember celebrating and having the best time ever. And I'm like, yes, we're going into a new year. Little did I know 2018 was going to hold the death of my dad, right? So I always fear going into a new year. Like it could be great. I'm expecting it to be great, but I know that life happens. What is going to happen this year that's going to make me a little bit different of a person?
What speed bumps are we going to
What speed bumps are we going to hit where like I'm no longer going to be the person that I was?
That's
in 2023.
That's an amazing, amazing point because we don't see that enough. When you said that to me earlier, we see all the, it's going to be a great year. Write down your goals. And I was telling you, like, I am privileged enough to be able to go into a year and be like, what amazing things are going to happen. But imagine if I was someone who every year had some sort of trauma, like for the past 5 years, a death, a this, a that. I'm going to slowly, my brain's slowly going to start programming to be like, what the fuck am I going to have to deal with this year? And it's like, we don't think about those people enough, I think, because that just to say, okay, just to have hope going into a new year is enough. Sometimes.
That's what right? I think. Yes. Going into 2024, being hopeful. So with that, I didn't mean to bring down the mood, but just know that I'm wishing you all a very happy and healthy 2024. May God bless you all. And remember, God will never take you to what he cannot take you through. I hope you all believe in God. If not, just know your higher power has got your back. All right. I hope you enjoyed the first bonus episode. That was fun.
Ever?
That
was that the forever, right?
Yeah.
Ever. I've never
That's
done a
2024
bonus.
Hit right there. We're
I hope the bonus gave
start.
You a boner. Yay! I love you guys, and I will catch you light on the next bonus episode.
Yeah. Light a candle.
And masturbate.
We'll see you next time.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.